Anything Goes with Lise Avery is brought to you in part by CityVox New York, the voice of the city. Hey there. Welcome into a mix of jazz, standards, and classic pop that's not the same old thing. It's radio for your head and your heart. I'm Lise Avery, and this is Anything Goes.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. Today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
Darkest night, there's a light beyond. But the ending always comes at last. Endings always, they come too fast. They come too fast, and they pass so slow. I love you, and it's all I know. Mm-hmm.
comes at last. Endings always come too fast. They come too fast, but they pass so slow. I love you, and that's all. It's all I know. It's all I know. It's all I know.
Hi, this is Jimmy Webb, and you're tuned into Anything Goes with Lee Savory.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. You'll find the note that I left hanging on her door. And she'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so times before.
By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. And that's all.
By the time I make Oklahoma, softly, and she'll call my name out low,
and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her.
Though time and time again, you know I've tried to tell her so.
She just didn't know. I would really. She didn't know I'd come.
from Jimmy Webb's 2010 album, Just Across the River. That was Jimmy hanging out with Glen Campbell. And by the time I get to Phoenix, according to BMI, by the time I get to Phoenix has been the third most performed song in the last 50 years. And the album Just Across the River features almost all duets, with Jimmy Webb performing with folks like Willie Nelson, Billy Joel, Mark Knopfler, and Glen Campbell. And from that same album, we also heard Jimmy Webb with Linda Ronstadt and All I Know. And at the top, we had Mr. Tony Bennett along with Count Basie and his orchestra and our theme song, Cole Porter's Anything Goes. And if you've just discovered Anything Goes here on your radio, or if you're a longtime listener, well, you've stopped in at an opportune moment, because today we're going to be hanging out with Jimmy Webb. Now, I won't say that your timing couldn't be better, because if today is the first day you're tuning in, you've already missed parts one and two. But don't worry, you missed a lot, but we have a lot of great stuff yet to get to. I had the privilege of spending some time with Jimmy and had a fabulous time listening to his great stories about his career in music. Now, the song we just heard, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, was first recorded by Johnny Rivers in 1965, but it was Glen Campbell's 1967 recording that made it to number two on the country charts, and it won two Grammys. So sit back and relax, because today, here on Anything Goes, we're going to be enjoying tracks of Jimmy Webb compositions performed by Jimmy, and some by other artists too, and getting to know him just a bit more. And coming up in the next set, we'll be hearing the third part of my interview with Jimmy. I'm Lise Avery, bringing you a varied and eclectic mix of standards, jazz, classic pop, and a little bit of just about anything else that I call Anything Goes. And right now, from Art Garfunkel's 1973 album Angel Clare, here's All I Know. Art Garfunkel from his 1973 album Angel Clare and Jimmy Webb's All I Know. And here's a fun fact for you. That recording of All I Know was the very first single to be released in quadraphonic sound. Now, for all you young folk who have no idea what quadraphonic sound is, that was an early term for what you now know as surround sound. I'm Lise Avery, and whether you're tuned into Anything Goes at home or in your car, I thank you very much for choosing Anything Goes and this station on your radio or on the web. Wherever and however you're listening, we're awfully glad to have you with us. Right now, we're going to take a quick break here on Anything Goes, but when we get back, we're going to hear some more from Jimmy Webb, and we'll hear another classic Jimmy Webb song that was a hit for Glen Campbell, and we're going to be flying in a beautiful balloon. That's all on the other side, so just meet me right back here. Would it surprise you to know that of the 40,000 elected parliament members around the world, less than 17% are women? It's true. Even in the United States Congress, less than 18% of the representatives in the House and Senate are women. At the International Women's Democracy Center, we're working with women in countries large and small to change those statistics. IWDC provides women leaders around the world with the tools and skills to engage in local and national politics. To create the better world we all want in this new millennium, we need women's voices to help shape policy, politics, and decision-making. Log on to IWDC.org now and learn more about IWDC's mission and programs and to make a tax-deductible donation. IWDC.org, strengthening and expanding the role of women leaders worldwide. This caring message brought to you by AnythingGoesRadio.com and this station. Well, hey there, my friends. You're tuned in to Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, playing whole bunches of jazz, standards, and classic pop, and mixing the music up in a way that I know you can't find too many places on your radio these days. And I'm hoping that the music is doing it for you, because we do put it together with you in mind. And if you spend some time on Facebook, and I know not everyone does, but you'll find some photos of me and Jimmy Webb on my Facebook page. You can go to Anything Goes Radio, and I hope while you're there you'll like me as well. And my personal page is Lise Avery. Or next time you're on the web, please visit the AnythingGoesRadio.com website and sign up for my newsletter so I can keep you apprised of cool contests or other upcoming interviews or when I may be doing a gig somewhere in your hood. But first, let me tell you that the critically acclaimed composer Jimmy Webb has enjoyed more than 40 years of success. He's the only artist to ever receive Grammy Awards for music, lyrics, and orchestration, and we've already heard Jimmy Webb talking about his childhood, his songwriting process, how and why he wrote MacArthur Park, and more. But here's Jimmy talking about pigeonholing in the music business. You had so many hits, especially in the 60s, like By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and which of course was a hit for Glen Campbell, and Up, Up, and Away for the Fifth Dimension, which makes you difficult to categorize as a songwriter. So how do you categorize yourself?
Well, I always tried to be difficult to categorize because I felt that it was certainly in my best interest not to be pigeonholed. Because I think to convey what I'm talking about as briefly as I can, you become a target. You get in the crosshairs. Once you're identified, then you can be shot down. Then you can be dismissed as, oh, he's that guy who writes middle-of-the-road pop hits, and then you're very easily dispensed with. And I think I was uneasy from the very beginning and anxious to present a moving target. I think it was a survival move. But in a secondary way, I think I have a love for a very broad range of musical material. And I've been lucky enough in my life to work in country and folk, in swing and jazz with people like Mr. Frank Sinatra, who was a friend, in country crossover, which I really believe that Glen Campbell pretty much invented. As I said, I love jazz. I worked with Stan Kenton. I worked with Maynard Ferguson. I was very, very close friends with Joni Mitchell and learned a great deal from her about songwriting. And I believe that she had a great influence on me and changed me. And I just feel that for most of my career, I've been able to present a kind of moving target. And I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. I wouldn't trade my experience for anyone's experience. I've sat and talked with Johnny Mercer. I've talked with Louis Armstrong. Waylon Jennings was a close friend of mine. I sat with my buddy Michael Douglas and listened to musicals. And people, I'm sure, don't picture Michael Douglas sitting around his apartment listening to musicals, but that's what we used to do. He loved them so much.
So it was a strategic choice and an artistic choice, really.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for saying that perfectly.
Well, thank you for the compliment. With so much success as a songwriter, you wrote so many hits, and I believe you had 5 top 10 hits within a 20-month period, and you won 8 Grammys in the 60s. What drove you to perform?
Well, again, I would go back to the last subject, which, you know, they have a saying in the academic community, which is that you publish or you perish. There came a certain moment in the songwriting community around about the time that Carole King released her album Tapestry, when anyone who was listening and paying attention knew that there was going to be an evolution of singer-songwriters, that you would either be a part of this or you would fade into a kind of second tier, because artists who performed only other people's material were becoming fewer and fewer. And what we have traditionally called in our business pure songwriters were becoming less and less important as people like the Beatles began to dominate top 40 radio. Even though you had your Holland Dozier Hollands, who wrote 15 number one records in a row for the Supremes, I mean, that's a record that will never be broken. And those were pure songwriters writing for performers who didn't write their own material. But it was passing out of fashion. So it became very important to record. And so, you know, a lot of us probably went into the studio and recorded solo albums, a little bit too soon. You know, maybe we could have practiced a little bit more before. But there seemed to be this kind of urgency to it. Oh, well, you got to get in there. You've got to record your album. You've got to get on the boards as a singer-songwriter before you get labeled as something else and you become irrelevant. So, the first chance I had, I recorded a solo album, Words and Music. I actually received a Stereo Reviews Award for Album of the Year for Words and Music. Mm-hmm. I think it sold about 7 copies.
I have one.
And I got on a bus with these 3 buddies of mine who were my band and headed out for God knows what, but for that experience and for that trial by fire that only comes with just putting yourself out there in a completely untenable situation, which every performer does when they walk on stage. They all walk out scared. I don't care who they are. And somehow or other, they either find themselves on that stage or they don't. Mm-hmm. And I think it took me a long time to find myself, but I'm relatively comfortable on stage at this time.
You're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, and we're talking to songwriter Jimmy Webb. And we'll have some more from Jimmy in a moment. But first, here's a classic from Glen Campbell.
Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. Is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying. Before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston.
Written by Jimmy Webb, Galveston was a hit for Glen Campbell in 1969 and made it to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the country music and easy listening charts. In 2003, Galveston ranked number 8 in CMT's 100 Greatest Songs in Country Music. You're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, and after we got to know each other a bit, Jimmy Webb and I began to talk turkey, and he told me about getting sober. And we'll hear that just on the other side of this quick break. This is Lise Avery with more simple ways you can change the world. Did you know that 5% or more of your monthly utility bill is paying to power devices in your home that you turned off? Believe it or not, your TVs, your DVD players, computers, printers, and cell phone chargers are just a few of the things you own that leak power even when they aren't on. In fact, a quarter of the energy that your TV uses each year is consumed when the TV is off. What can you do? It's easy. Just plug your TV and other electronic devices into a power strip and turn the whole strip off when you aren't using it. Or better yet, unplug the devices and gizmos you aren't using, and they'll be ready in seconds next time you decide to plug them in and use them. Take the power back. Don't let your electronics decide when you're going to use energy. For helpful links, log on to anythinggoesradio.com and look in my green links. Small changes can mean big rewards for our environment. To underwrite a commercial with a conscience message like this one, contact us at Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
Welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. Thanks so much for your company today. Before we went to break, we heard Jimmy Webb telling us how he avoided being pigeonholed in the music business and why he and so many other songwriters in the late 60s and early 70s began performing their own songs. And let me tell you that after many years of producing Anything Goes and interviewing many artists, I've found that if you're worthy of their trust, there's a point in each interview when the person you're interviewing begins to open up. I didn't have as much time with Jimmy Webb as I sometimes have when I'm interviewing artists, but luckily, we found that moment anyway. Here's when Jimmy got serious and talked to me about getting sober.
After all these years in music and in life, do you have a personal compass or a code that helps you make your decisions? I'm looking for the driving force in your life.
Well, now we're not being superficial. Now we're going for something that's a little bit more serious. And I have to tell you that about a decade ago, I stopped drinking. I didn't go into a big AA thing, and I don't proselytize or really hassle anybody else for what they like to do or want to do. In fact, I enjoy hanging out with people who are drinking and doing whatever they want to do. But I began to feel in my own life that I needed to make a connection, if you will, a spiritual connection with a kind of source, with a I've been aware all my life that this ability to channel this music is really something that comes from outside me, not really deep inside me, but somewhere outside me. And I wanted to tune into that. I wanted to focus on that and establish contact with that, almost like, are you really there, you know? And, you know, I think I did find out that, yes, there is a very special source of energy, inspiration, comfort available to us if we want to tap into it. And it helps us make those decisions. It helps us pick the right word. It's almost a silent partner. It's almost a silent collaborator. It's someone to write songs with when there's no one around to write songs with. And we all carry around this other spiritual being, this other part of our personality. We all carry it around with us. But do we communicate with it? Do we commune with it? Do we share our lives with our spiritual, with our other spiritual soul? That's the question. And so I think that the last 10 years have been, without putting, anything, any kind of a morbid interpretation on it, a kind of preparation for me for the life after this life, for the more sobering questions that, I'm not a real young guy anymore. And I've just found that it's helped me. It's helped me do my work. It's helped me with my relationships with others. I think that at times it's helped me help others. So, yes, I mean, I believe that's where the music comes from. I don't think it's just something I make up. I think it's something that I open myself up, and when I do that, it happens.
And for Jimmy Webb, it happened and happened and happened again. And I'm glad that we have Jimmy here to write songs for us, to tell us what was going on when he wrote them, and now to perform them. From Jimmy's 1996 10 Easy Pieces album, here's a simply simple version of Didn't We?
This time we almost made the pieces fit. How did we, girl? This time we almost made some sense of it. This time I had the answer right here in my hand. Then I touched it and it had turned to sand. This time we almost sang song in tune. Oh, didn't we, girl? This time we almost made it to the moon. Oh, didn't
Jimmy Webb on the piano and vocals, with Sean Colvin helping out on the background vocals, from Jimmy's critically acclaimed 10 Easy Pieces album. And we've come up to another break, but I hope you'll stay close by, because on the other side, we're going to be getting rowdy with our jump boogie portion of the program, and we're going to be spending some quality time with George Benson and hearing from Louis Jordan, too. But we can't conclude our time with Jimmy Webb without playing one of the many hits he had with the Fifth Dimension. So right now, I'm going to invite you to fly to the other side with me, up, up and away, in my beautiful balloon.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
Oh, we can.
Lois needs more chickens, and plenty of chicken feed. Lois is 54, and she lives in a small village in Kenya. She supports her 5 children by selling milk and eggs, and now Lois needs more chickens, so she's asked for a $900 loan that she's going to pay back, but not from a bank, from you. We already know that teaching a person to fish instead of giving them a fish is how to help families lift themselves out of poverty. You can give an interest-free loan to people like Lois through Kiva, K-I-V-A, kiva.org. Kiva.org gives us the chance to help one-on-one for as little as $25. You can make a loan that makes a difference. $25. Let's face it, whether or not we're talking about Lois, we're talking chicken feed. This caring message brought to you by anythinggoesradio.com and this station. Coming up next here on Anything Goes is our Greater Minds Moment. Whenever we have a few minutes, we're going to share with you some thoughts and statements from great minds. If you have a great mind to suggest, please feel free to email me at info@anythinggoesradio.com. Today's Greater Mind is Mark Twain.
A man is never more truthful than when he acknowledges himself a liar. A person who won't read has no advantage over one who can't read. Action speaks louder than words, but not nearly as often. Age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. All you need is ignorance and confidence, and the success is sure. Anger is an acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than to anything on which it is poured. Biographies are but the clothes and buttons of the man. The biography of the man himself cannot be written. Climate is what we expect. Weather is what we get. Civilization is the limitless multiplication of unnecessary necessities. Advertisements contain the only truths to be relied on in a newspaper. Any emotion, if it is sincere, is involuntary. Cauliflower is nothing but cabbage with a college education. Be careful about reading health books. You may die of a misprint.
Alrighty, my friends, welcome back into Anything Goes, and has become our tradition. We like to conclude the show by riling ourselves up a bit with a jump boogie set, and we're going to kick off with this one from George Benson.
Hi, this is Russ Kassoff. What do Frank Sinatra, Liza Minnelli, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, Perry Como, Tony Bennett, Chris Connor, Mimi Hines all have in common? Me, at the piano. I had the privilege of playing for all of them. And you can hear all of them on Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
Get set for the party tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. Come on, let them send your body at the Swing Cats Ball. No time to lose, please don't be tardy. Tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. Get in the groove with everybody at the Swing Cats Ball. Some will shag while others drag. Some will bump while others jump. Park Avenue will do their swinging tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. You can't refuse to join in swinging at the Swing Cats Ball.
Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five in 1938, hanging out at the Swing Cats Ball. And before that, we heard from George Benson in 2011 with his interpretation of Paper Moon. I'm Lise Avery, and you're tuned into a troublemaking musical exercise that I call Anything Goes. And I thank you very much for coming along for the ride. If you're a new listener, well, welcome on in. And well, each week we put together a mix of jazz, standards, and classic pop, and we always finish up with a romp in the fast lane, and we call it the Jump Boogie Set. And that's what we're up to right now. We'll be right back after these quick words with more Anything Goes to enjoy some tequila. After two consecutive strokes followed by the death of his beloved wife, 60-year-old Joey was in a nursing home and refused to get out of bed. After a few music therapy sessions with HVCats.org, Joey told us he'd spontaneously composed songs while in bed. Now he has renewed enthusiasm and purpose in life and is looking forward to recording his music. At HVCats.org, we know that Joey isn't unusual. Music can provide healing in some very special ways. Our licensed and certified therapists provide creative arts therapy services at our Hudson Valley studio, as well as outreach programs in schools, facilities, and homes, and we see miracles like Joey every day. Please visit our website at hvcats.org to learn about bringing creative arts therapies to your home or facility, or give us a call at 845-514-8669. All right, my friends, getting right on back to the music here on Anything Goes. Today, I'm serving libations, and I hope you enjoy tequila.
Thank you.
yeah, I think my buddy Phil Lee is wondering if where the scotch is, George Benson, from his 2011 album Guitar Man, celebrating everyone's favorite Caribbean vacation beverage, tequila. And it's time for me to thank you for joining us for Anything Goes. But as always, our time has been fleeting, and we now have to make room for the next program on this radio station. But please meet us right back here for more of these hijinks. And if you'd like to know where more Anything Goes can be found between now and then, and to enter to win yourself some great stuff, log on to anythinggoesradio.com and don't forget to sign up for my newsletter while you're there. Anything Goes is written and produced by me, Lise Avery. This program is recorded and produced at CityVox NY in New York City. Phil Lee is the executive director of production. Until we meet next, be kind to yourselves, each other, and the earth. I'm Lise Avery. It's been a pleasure and a privilege. Tony, come on in and take us on out.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes.